Last month, President Trump released a budget blueprint that would cut grant funding that drives a multitude of local programs, including those administered by the City of Bloomington's Department of Housing and Neighborhood Development, or HAND. Last month, we explored how those proposed funding cuts would impact seniors in our community. This month, reporter Sarah Vaughn spoke with HAND Director Doris Sims about the effect Trump's proposed budget cuts could have on the housing programs her department administers.
How much federal grant money does your department get?
Well, currently we have three separate grants that we get from HUD. We get a grant that we anticipate for this coming funding year of about $700,000 in community development block grant funding. And then we get another about $500,000 in what's called home funds. And home funds can only be used for housing activities. And then we get a smaller grant, about $15,000, to do housing counseling services.
And in the Trump budget, it's not just the CDGB, the community development block grant dollars, that are in jeopardy. Are these other grants also in jeopardy?
Well, we know that in the budget that it's also the home program as well.
So that $500,000,
yes,
in home funds are also at risk of being axed?
Yes.
Can you describe for me some of the programs and the people that you help with those programs that are funded in whole or in part with the CDBG and the home funds?
Okay, so with the CDBG program, 15% of that grant can be used to fund social service agencies. And so the social service agencies that we've funded in the past includes like Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, which provides food to low-income people, as well as the Food Bank, which distributes to its member agencies that provides food within the community. We also help to provide housing programs in the community. So we've worked with Middleway House and with the housing needs for their clientele that are women up there part of domestic violence. We have helped with facilities improvements for agencies such as the Boys and Girls Club, New Hope, Life Designs. We run a housing rehabilitation program where we help low-income homeowners who may have rehab housing issues such as needing a new furnace or may have a leaking roof to make home improvements to their homes, as well as we offer a program to allow people to age in their home, which we provide accessibility improvements to their home, such as grab bars or maybe an accessibility ramp so people can age in place.
During the last program year, how many homeowners have you helped through this program?
So within the last program year, we've helped 20 homeowners from accessibility to full housing rehab to our other program, which is called emergency home repair, where they may need one emergency repair, say in the middle of winter where maybe their heating unit has went out, or in the summer where they may need replacement of an air conditioning because of a health issue. So we usually help about 20 homeowners a year with that program.
Is there anywhere else in the community that a homeowner could go? Say I have an older home and my furnace went out when it's really cold. Where else might I look if you were not able to help me?
So there's no other program that's similar to ours that provide this type of assistance in the city or even in the county, because we have county residents who call and needing that type of service, but it's not available in the county, only within the city limits.
If this particular funding stream for this program were to get axed, I know you said in the HT that $700,000 of the CDBG is just not something the city could absorb in its budget, and I'm assuming the $500,000 for the home funds would not be something that you could replace either.
Well, with the home program, you know, the city is in the process of trying to start a housing development fund to provide assistance that's similar to what the home program is providing. However, that program, the guidelines for that program have not been established yet.
Do you have a timeline for when those guidelines might be developed? I mean, are you hoping to have this maybe by the end of the year, or do you have a sense of how long it would take?
Well, you know, probably at least by the end of the year, we may be able to have our program guidelines in place, but we're still actually working on the guidelines and even establishing the fund.
Where is money going to come from to fill that fund?
The city of Bloomington will be receiving a grant through the Community Foundation. Years ago, the city had established with the foundation what was called a housing trust fund, and the foundation will be granting some of that money back to the city, about $400,000 to start the housing fund. But, however, that was just approved, so the mechanics of how the fund would actually work still has to be established. The city looked at establishing its own housing development fund to be used as a complement to the home dollars. The home dollars serve people who are at 80% or less in median income, and I think that the city's fund was looking to possibly serve workforce housing population, and that is a population who is at 81% to 130% of median income. And so be able to provide more housing opportunities for people that are among a spectrum of financial need.
Are any of the positions in the HAND department, any staff positions, supported with federal grant dollars? And if those dollars get pulled, is anybody's job at risk?
Well, right now, we haven't done an analysis of that. Clearly, we do have several positions within the HAND department that are funded using the block grant dollars because 20% of the grant we're allowed to use for administrative cost. I think once we know that the funding will be eliminated, then we'll make an analysis of each of our positions that are funded under the block grant program and decide what we're going to do at that time.
If the funding is pulled, either entirely or a large chunk of it, how do you make a decision about what programs you can cut and what programs you're going to reallocate dollars to? Is there a list of priorities you look to, or how do you make that decision?
Well, each year under the block grant program, we receive applications for the funding. So each funding round is totally different. I think that if the program is totally eliminated or is substantially cut, then what we will do is do more prioritization of the applications because, as I stated, 15% can be used for social service funding, 20% for administrative costs, and the balance is used for what we call physical improvement, where our housing programs come from, our facility improvement projects, funding dollars that we give to the nonprofit organizations, as well as we fund our local public housing agency and do facility improvements within our public housing units. So I think that we will still use our same process that we've used in the past and see which one provide more of a benefit to the community as a whole. And that decision is made each year by what we call our Citizens Advisory Committee, which is a group of citizens who come together to evaluate each of the applications and make recommendations to the mayor and the city council for funding of these block grant dollars. I don't see any change in that process. I think that it will probably be a lot harder moving forward, especially if the funding is substantially cut. Home funding, that is done internally, consulting with the administration. So that does not have to go through the same citizen participation process as the community development block grant dollars. But how it will affect the home funding is that we will not be able to assist developers in the development of more affordable housing within our community.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
The programs that we're offered within our community are really critical to the low and moderate income people who live within the community. And if they were substantially cut or eliminated, then it would affect a lot of Bloomington residents. And so I urge everyone, whether you've taken advantage of any of the programs that we funded in the past or not, to contact your congressperson to let them know that they should vote against totally eliminating the CDBG or the home programs.
That was Assistant News Director Sarah Vaughn speaking with Doris Sims, the director of Bloomington's Housing and Neighborhood Development Department. Last December, Congress approved temporarily maintaining 2016 baseline funding levels through April 28th. Though Congress is now in a two-week recess, passing a budget or another temporary resolution to maintain current funding levels will be a priority when it reconvenes.